By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
All right, please go ahead and welcome someone by your left, by the right. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. You're welcome. 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 Tell that person, so good to see you. All right, ask that person, is this your first time in Gilgal? What's the response of the person? Tell that person, if this is your first time in Gilgal, I didn't say you should not tell. I said tell. Obedience. You miss it. You know why God says it's a camp? Because it's a place filled with instructions. There's no how you can do well in a camp without instructions. Instructions is not just about the Bible said. It's about what the command is releasing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Tell that neighbor. If this is your first time, let me see your right hand up. Tell that neighbor. This is your first time. Do you know what you came for? Trouble. Spiritual trouble. Fire. Enough fire. You have water. To quench the fire, because it will be too much. Nevertheless, I celebrate God for you and I honor you. Amen. Tell that neighbor, I am set for all of God. If you are that person, give God a shout of praise. All right. On behalf of the convener of this event, Jesus Christ Himself, who is the owner, the head, the founder, the only general overseer of any church, I welcome you all to this time with God. Heaven is set, heaven is loaded. We are set also. All right, the first thing I'm going to do is to try to give us some instructional alignment. Please write it down. Instructional alignment as we look unto God for something special. For those of us that are coming for the first time, more people will still join. So many people are on the road right now. It is still very crucial that even those of us that have been part of Gilgal for all this while, that we don't assume any form of knowledge, because this is different from others. I know, glory to God, as the good man, Brother Ayo himself, was trying to take us in retrospective of all the six Gilgals that had passed, suggesting to us that this is the seventh Gilgal. So there must be all forms of perfections. That amen has lost its perfection. So it becomes very proper of us that we know what God wants to do and how He will allow us to get ourselves set. So I give you five instructions that is binding on everything that has to do with us in this place, this next few days. God said to me, He said, our hearts must be set and aligned. He said, for all to see me and to experience all I have for them in this summit. My heart and your heart must be set and aligned. Second Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 19, CSB. Scripture said, "For the eyes of the Lord roams throughout the earth to show himself strong for those who are wholeheartedly devoted to him." NLT said, "The eyes of the Lord searches or search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose heart is fully committed to him." The New Life Version said, "The eyes of the Lord moves over all the earth so that he may give strength to those whose whole heart is given to him." Set your heart. Set yourself. Align yourself. This is what he's asking for, so as to experience. Number two, God said he demands that our spirit be pure and sensitive to him. Pure heart, sensitive spirit. David said in Psalm 34 and verse 18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that is of a broken heart, and such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 51 verse 17 said, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise." Isaiah 66 verse 2, he began by saying, "Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, I rule." But verse 2 said, "For all those things are my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that has a poor, that is of a poor and of a contrite spirit, and does what? Trembleth at my word." The man, the woman, I will look at, I will cause to experience me, is the one that trembles at my word, is the one that his heart and his spirit is sensitive to what I want, is the one that his heart and his spirit is set to do my will over his own life. Message translation said, he said, "But there's something I'm looking for, a person simple and plain, reverently responsive to what I say." Reverently responsive to what I say. Number three, instructional alignment. God is demanding that we're going to deprive ourselves of some level of comfort these next few days. And he said to me on the 18th of this month, he said, "To experience my glory, all must be obedient. Spend time speaking in tongues on this mountain. Cut down excess food and too much sleep." They are not my words, sir. Believe me. Must be obedient. Spend time speaking in tongues. Cut down on excess food and reduce sleep. I remember very well on the 14th of March, while with him, he said, "This,
Gilgal will be after these things. And he began to communicate what he will be looking for. And one of the things that he said is that I will want men and women to be strong in the place of fasting this next few days. So by the grace of God, for those of us that have not taken our night meal, the restaurant will still be available for us to get that done. Tomorrow we'll be waiting upon the Lord. Now hear this. For anyone that truly wants to experience the fullness that God has in store, God is demanding you're waiting upon Him. It's not to end tomorrow. It's going to end on Sunday. Tomorrow is just Saturday. Let me tell you the truth under God, sir. Spiritual virtues that will add values to destiny, they are not wished, they are worked out. It's going to place a rigorous demand on you. Anything that has to do with God and is not demanding is not God. Whatever you are to experience. Now, this is the first time I'm coming up telling us this. This is what he said. And this is what he wants. So I can only challenge you and encourage you to subscribe to this so that you can properly align. Now, hear this. For the women that are not so strong, or for the children that is the 10 above, there will be provision to eat in the evening. But for men that wants to make sense, make it strong. Make it strong. I usually have a schedule with God for some stretch of days. What I observe is this. He will never talk to me the first day, second day. Until when God sees your physical emptiness, that's when he imparts you with spiritual fullness. There's a season of every year that I go 7-8 days without eating, without seeing any living being. And then it is always the fifth day when he has discovered, at that fifth day, sir, I'm between heaven and hell and earth. What I see, what I hear, that not what human beings should hear and survive. That is when he will now come and relate. When he discovers that I still have enough strength, maybe the pound of yam I ate before I started the journey is still available, he doesn't make himself available. And all he's asking for is just 2 days now, because this night has gone. Uncle Chude, I won't come here to tell you what is not proper, because, for instance, as a person, I've tried to restrict myself from imposing my personal life on people. Why? Because I understand that the tapestry God is using to make you is different from mine. I'm not a man of God that will come up and say that this is a standard way. Meanwhile, God didn't tell me. But this is what God is saying for you and I. There's so much to handle in this next decade. But he said, I will refuel and refuel men that will cost these 2 days to make them last for 10 years. Amen. So I can only ask you to join in this madness so it can be made. But like I've said, you can go that stretch like us. Why not? Settle with food Saturday evening. Is that okay? But for those of us that are going full, Sunday evening, by 7, then we'll take the communion by 6. Is that okay? But food will be available for those that want to eat. Since eating is your calling. Solomon taught me something, and I want to tell you what Solo taught me. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, sir, verse 16. I want to show you that scripture. And it will say to you, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. Okay? Thank you. Now, you said, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child. And one of the ways God relates with you is that you're a king. That's why he's called the King of Kings. And you must understand that when it's got to do with the kingdom, then you must be a king in the kingdom. And God is saying that you are a child if you eat in the morning. Chai. That's a glory. Did you get what I said? You are a child if you eat in the morning. He said there's trouble here. When suddenly you are seeing a man that is to take over a kingdom settling down with Eba in the morning. That is bankruptcy of destiny failure. There's no strength to fulfill anything. Early in the morning, no. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then you're saying the Lord has provided. Provided what? To eat in the morning? Look at verse 17. He said, blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat when? Induces it. This is the reason for strength. They eat for strength, not for drunkenness. Not for we must eat. They say we must eat. We just have to eat. Are you with me, somebody? Sela, think through this. To make you strong. Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor. No. Neighbor. The journey has started, though. I didn't plan it like this, though. This is serious, though. This instructional alignment. Now, wow. So, we know the heat now. That's it, friends. So, eat as much as you can this night. You know, when we're true, you'll be thanking me. Are you with me, somebody? I was speaking to some great guys just this evening. God didn't send me to encourage people. He sent me to raise people. And part of raising is some level of rigors and disciplines. So I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not a man of God that will say, jump up, shout. I'm not interested. Those that have that calling, they will do their own. Me, I'll do my own. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Number four. He said, all, let all come, releasing their spirits in fresh and new expressions of worship and praise of me. Let all come, releasing their spirits. Releasing their spirits in fresh and new expressions of worship and praise of me. This is said on the 16th of this month while looking unto him for Gilgal. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to verse 22, the Living Bible said, it said, there is a fresh, new, life-giving way that Christ has opened us up. He has parted the curtain so that we can come into his presence. So let us therefore go right into God himself with a true heart, fully ready to receive all of God. I can only charge you, friends, release your spirit for fresh and new expressions of worship. He said, let all desire streams of fresh water from my presence. Kaya baya shada. If any man thirst, let him come and drink. He that believeth on me, for out of his belly shall flow, there shall be a flow of the gushes of living water. It's all about the spirit. And that's why, just as he had said, it's going to be a time of worshipings, waitings, and watchings. And that's why we've instructed us to come with our instruments of worship. How many of us have our instruments of worship? Let me see it up. Amen. Glory to God. Now, for those of us, please don't even do any whistle here. Well, it's in stadium, you do that. Is that okay? So don't do that here. Is that okay? And then I want to believe that right there at the entrance, am I sure? There should be sales of it thereof. So you just come pick it up. It's for your own good. It was, can I remember the month? Which month was that? That we spent the whole month. Which month, Brother David? July. Beautiful. And then he brought me into the revelation of this, of instruments of worship. And now it becomes very important that the believers must know how to do this. The Hebrew word is zama. And then suddenly one of those times, and then we were singing in the street. Suddenly I saw, as it were, he said, have you noticed in the dark world when a herbalist or a traditionalist wants to make incantation, what does he do? He carries something and begins to make things, make statements that is beyond. And the spirits begin to arise to intervene on that behalf. He said, it's a counterfeit. He said, this is what my angels do, and they know. And I said, oh, of course. Their king is Lucifer, the first priest in heaven himself. He said, so he brought it into reality. He said, anytime you sing or sing in the spirit, and then you play with your instrument, he said, you're causing reactions in the supernatural. And you're making declarations that no force of hell can tamper with. So this is what we've come to do. One of the things that we're going to do consistently. That's why it becomes very important for you. That's why we ensured that on all the platforms, that every one of us must have our instruments of worship. So if you've not gotten it, well, God is with you. I can hear someone whispering, I will get bottle and spoon. what is that? There must be a way out. The righteous cannot be stranded. Other person saying, my khaki. Ah, thank God there's the leg of the chairs are iron. So I go. Celestial church member. Praise God. All right, number five. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, just as we know, after these things, someone is asking, after with these, what is the way out? Someone called from Zambia, and then last year, Omega. What was last year, Omega? Can someone help me? For such a time as this, and then so he gathered some young, hungry, crazy men. And then they locked themselves for 2 days. And then they soaked themselves hearing that word. By the seventh message, they broke down. The presence of God was so strong upon them. And they began to experience God in an unthinkable way. And he was trying to communicate to me. He said, sir, you don't know. I don't think the people that sat down under that teaching got it. I said, I think they did. But it was obvious that what they experienced was unusual. And he said, sir. So they began to think, Lord, after these things, what is after these things? You know, using their brain to try to comprehend God is beyond you, sir. You know what? After these things means everything concerning you. It's far beyond what you think. After these things, and God said, time of intense worshipings, waitings, and watchings. Worshipings, waitings, and watching. Look at that, your song sheet again. The first song, Yeshua. Everybody. Amashiach. Lion of Judah. Hagule Chemba. Yeshua. Hamashiach. Lion of Judah. Hagule Chemba. Yeshua. Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagule Chemba, oh Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagule. So we shall be looking at this strongly. Worshipings, waitings, and watchings. Now, hear this. This is the fifth instructional alignment. The first two will always happen in the hall, in this gathering. The last, which is the third one, will be in your various rooms, on your beds, whatever. Are you with me, somebody? So we do the worshiping and the waiting together here while we set ourselves for the watching. Without much ado, let me just bring us into some thoughts about the three. Number one, worshiping. Oh, thank you, Jesus. One thing that we don't toy with when it's got to do with Gilgal is that Gilgal is a place of learning. So much depth, so much insight of God's word. A set for God. So much to learn, so much to unlearn, so much to relearn. For us, for God, in us, worship is a spiritual affair between God and us, between the Lord and his lover that you are. It's a spiritual affair. It's not a religious or pious activity. It is a spiritual affair. The word worship is of the root word barak. It also means intercourse. Can get hold on some of the depth of knowledge of worship from our books at the stand. It's a spiritual affair between the bridegroom and his bride. Jesus is the bridegroom, you are his bride. It's a spiritual affair between the maker and the maid. Therefore, take note under worship. Number one, worship is all about him, not you. The Lord said to me, worship is about me, not you. It's about him, not you, sir. For those of us that are here, that are music ministers or whatever we are, never forget this. Worship is about God, not you. Never sing songs to impress people. Never sing songs. Never lead people in worship singing songs of exhortation, comfort. There's a place for that. But when it's got to do with worship of God, the songs are about him, not you. One of the teachings that God will permit me to communicate to you is the Lord's song. That's what the scripture calls the Lord's song. What is it about? Worship has got nothing to do with you. It has got everything to do with him. He said to me, I don't need your song, but my song. So any worship that will strike the chord of heaven and bring you and I into an unusual dimension, to be a song of the Lord, not the song of ourselves. God is not demanding the songs that you like, but the songs that he demands for time. And that is the bane of our generation. We sing songs that we like, that gets us excited. He said to me, every song must be focused on me, not on anyone. That's what I call feel good songs. I get what I'm trying to say. You sing this song just to feel good. There's nothing wrong with it. But when it's got to do with worship, God said, I don't want. Don't sing any song to feel good. Sing songs to glorify me, then I'll make you feel good. Someone say, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ourselves involved in worshipings, it is about him, not about us. Are you with me, somebody? Number two, he said, under worship, to see me in worship, you please me in it. To see me in worship, you please me in it. He said, because I only appear in regards to your worship and hunger for me. I only appear in regards to your worship and hunger for me. Beloved, it is time to please the Lord. Number three. He said this to me in October. He said, never worship me because someone is leading worship. Never worship me because someone is leading worship. Worship me because I'm there. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, worship me because I'm here. Don't worship me because someone is leading worship. It's not a switch. It's not a start and continue. Something happened to Jacob in Genesis 28. The Bible said God was there, but he didn't know. But suddenly he saw angels ascending and descending, and he shouted, hey, God has been here and I know not. And the only response was worship. He was set, his face flat on the floor. Worship God because he's there, he's here. Number four. He said, he wants our heart, not just our mouth. He wants our heart, not just our mouth. Matthew 15, verse 8 and 9 said, these people, they worship me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me. Give me Message translation, sir. Look at that. Look at that, everybody. Look. Can you read first phrase? One to go. They have like they are worshiping me, but they don't mean it. Do you understand? Look up, everybody. You know, it's a generation of pretense. It's a generation of pretense. Ooh, lie. And then by the time you hear a fine voice, ooh, lie. She had just slept with someone. He had just messed up. Because an act. I get what I'm trying to say. You can imagine a very careless worship leader. He had just played with a girl outside. They now say he's the one going up. He just go up. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. You, I mean, you, yeah, whoo, all of you are excited. Hey, 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 hey. Because it's an act. It's not a ministration. It's a performance and an entertainment. You will agree with me, beloved, that the one you worship knows your heart, true or false. That Matthew chapter 15 that we just read, the word worship there is the Greek word sebomai. It means to worship God without respect. Anytime your heart is not connected in your worship, you disrespect God. It also means to try to honor God without offering anything. And your offering essentially comes from your spirit. That's why Jesus said, "This is who the Father seeketh. Them that worship in spirit and in truth." Sincerity of the heart and the contriteness of their spirit. Number five on the worship. He said, "I want passion, not performance." Passion, not performance. I think it was in the month of October also. This was so touching for me. Hear what God said to me. He said, "There's nothing about voice with me." He said, "I don't look at voice, but the vessel that brings the voice." He said, "What gets you excited, that is the people, is voice." He said, "I don't listen to people's voice. I listen to the vessel." So even when their voices are coarse, their voices are husky, their voices are off the keys, I'm not interested. It's their heart that I respond to. That day I nearly cried. He said, "Light, music, sound is for you. Heart is for me." I was mad. And we just brought almost 3 million naira worth of light. What? So I was sad. That is for you. But for me, who is that vessel? Larry, oh, I hear him. To men, that voice is horrible. Off key, Baba. But to God, that is my son. I hear him calling me. God must hear your voice. As you make yourself that vessel, "I am your vessel, O Lord. I am your vessel, O Lord. Let my life be used for your glory. I am your vessel, O Lord." Are you with me, somebody? It's the vessel. Passion, not performance. That's for worshipings. Let's go into waitings. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
upon the Lord, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
What is it? Number one, it is the time of absolute quietness in my presence. The time of absolute quietness. Ooh, glory to God. Absolute quietness. Absolute quietness. Learn to be quiet. Learn quietness. It's a virtue. The Bible says of a great price. A meek and a quiet spirit is of a great price. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. Absolute quietness in his presence. Why? Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20. The Bible said the Lord is in his holy temple. Let everyone keep quiet. Keep silent before him. Learn to be quiet. You know, these are eternal verities that we have lost in our generation. We're a generation of playfulness, noisiness. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So the place of quietness. Even in the midst of quietness, sometimes the environment can be quiet, but our hearts are not quiet. Am I talking to someone? This waiting, you see, is going to demand a place of quietness. In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, Lord. I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to touch you. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. Learn to be quiet. Number two, what about waiting? It is stillness of your body, soul, and spirit. And that is the progression when it's got to do with waiting. Body still, then soul, and then spirit. It's not spirit, soul, body. It is body, soul, spirit. Shh, you stay still. And then you get your soul, your emotions, your feelings, your minds off anything, completely muted. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And then your spirit is raptured and encapsulated in the quietness of both your body and your soul. And then you become overwhelmed with his presence. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Know that I am God. Be still. Do you understand that's a mystery on its own? That in the midst of your quietness, ladies and gentlemen, in the place of your waiting, God will manifest himself as God on your behalf. He didn't say prayer at that point. He didn't say worship. Be still and then see me manifest. I'll be exalted above the heavens. I'll be exalted in all the earth. Be still. I think it was Mercy that said, get out of the traffic. So busy. You know, some of us, as we're sitting down like this, our soul is not still. You're thinking of many things which you have not found solution till now. So what is the stupidity about? You're bothered about so many things, so much agitations, and God is saying, I can't contend with that. I don't play around such nonsense. I mean, how do you explain it, beloved? You're relating with your beloved, and suddenly you keep talking to the person, and you say, did you get what I said? Oh, sorry. Think about it. One of the things God will never do is to waste his time with any man. God, I'm not hearing you. And no, the last time I spoke, you didn't hear. Don't expect me to speak when I know that you're not still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Give me that message translation. Look at it. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me. Stop playing politics. I, God, above politics. Just jumping up and down. So much activity. Nonsense. You don't. The greeting that is not necessary, that is not making you great. Step out of those nonsense. Take a long look. Waiting takes time, brother. It takes time. It takes time. You know, in my 3 years of isolation, it was not funny at all. There are times we say pray. There are times we say sit. And I will sit like Mumu. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I was, my friend, sit. Because my temperament always want to do something. Because I have so many things. I'm melancholy in nature. I want to get things done. Extremist, perfectionist. So I want to carry my bed. My friend, sit. Be still. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 16 hours I've done before. No voice. When I stood up, right. 16 hours. Long! Loving look at me. Your eye, God, not low. Eye, God. Wait. Again, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait. Get rid of politics. I'm above everything. Above all. You know, in stillness, because we wait, there's nothing I can do. You know, it's not yay. See waiting. So thank you, Jesus. Yay. No, sir. Stillness. Spirit, soul, and body, everything. And then suddenly your body is telling you, your soul is telling your body, you're hungry. Quiet, my friend. Quiet. Your spirit is running off. Hey, God, this can come. My friend, come back. We're in charge here. This thing cannot dominate me. Are you with me, somebody? Number three. God said to me, number three, this is my time to release myself to you. In waiting, I release myself to you. In waiting, I release myself to you. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 13, Easy English said, be quiet, all people, because the Lord has left his home in heaven to come among you. Oh my God. Do you understand? I release myself in you. Message said, if you can, sir. Quiet, everyone. Silence before God. Something's afoot in his holy house is on the move. NLT, sir. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity, for he is springing into action from his holy dwelling. I release myself in you. You want to carry me? Learn to be quiet. You'll like this. Translation for translator, sir. Thank you. Everyone everywhere should be silent in the presence of Yahweh, because he again will come down from the secret place where he lives in heaven to do what kind of things? Loud, what kind of things, friends? For us. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely come. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Lift up. Lift up your eyes to him. You will arise in him. He will come and say, Number four. Isaiah 40 verse 31. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. 31. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not go weary. Shall walk and not faint. Thank you, Lord. I mean, that scripture is so profound. They that wait shall renew. They that wait shall renew. So in waiting, renewal is happening. In that quietness. I will run with wings like eagles, held by the hand of God. I will run and not grow tired. Upon his name I call. For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my heart. And I will rest upon his promise patiently. Wait again on the Lord. I say wait. Can I pray for someone tonight that in the name of Jesus Christ who sent me on this summit there shall be renewal of strength for you? Yeah. Number five in waiting. Waiting is the strength for hearing from God and listening to his voice. Hearing from God and listening to his voice. Hearing from God and listening to his voice. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20, the Message translation said, but God is in heaven, quiet everyone. A holy silence. Listen. When you are quiet, silent, still, you'll hear. First Kings chapter 19 verse 12 talked about the strong, the great wind blew, the earthquake, the fire, But God was not there. But suddenly, God was in the still, small voice. Message translation of that scripture. I will wait for my master. I will wait for my bridegroom. He's all that I am want. See what the Bible said. After the earthquake fire, God wasn't in the fire. After the fire, a gentle and quiet whisper. A gentle and quiet whisper. Can I talk to someone? Listen. When in your process of waiting, sleep comes. It's not God, though. Maybe that will take us to number three. That's watching. You know what it means to wait? You know what it means to wait? Huh? Wait means wait. And in waiting, and that's where the word waiter. A waiter, he must without fail watch. We're soon going to watch in person. Focused on the person he's waiting on. I can only charge you and encourage you, beloved, to do all you can to fight sleep on this mountain. Why? Sleep will come like an attack. I speak ahead because I'm a servant of the Most High. And what it came to do is to eliminate you for what lies ahead. What we came for is not a family solution. It's a generational deluge. Suddenly, sir, by any mistake or happenstance that you came here, you're already implicated. You've carried something beyond you. It's not about now getting married and settling with family. It's about a rising up for a generation. I can only beg you, sir, if you let sleep just meander your destiny. You know what Solomon said? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hand. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9, verse 10. He said, poverty, it will begin to chase you. Come, it will come like a thief. Give me a message from verse 10. Thank you. Look at that. A nap here, a nap there. Not your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Neighbor. You started. You started. So, do you understand? It is, you know, message is even better. I didn't lose a sleep. Nap me. I know this thing can be very embarrassing. The beauty is. And there's some people, they are specialists too. And I know some of them, they're just like this. They are still sleeping. How will you know that they are sleeping? Pastor Darren. And I said, what is shake way for me? What is step back for me? And then look at that. A nap here, nap there. A day off here, a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? I'll tell you what comes next. Just this. You can look forward to a dirt poor life. Poverty, your permanent. Only Jesus, right? Jesus. You know. There's one I'm laughing at right now. His name is called Eutychus. In Acts chapter 20. The Bible said, Paul preached. I was trying to discover what was the length of the message. 8 hours. And what have you heard? Do you understand? 8 hours. He slept off. He was the only one. Verse 10. Verse 10. Abby? Yes. Something like that. Abby? Or verse 9. Anyone? Do you understand? He deep sleep. Under such deluge of word of God, deep sleep. He landed deep death. You know, when you sleep in this kind of atmosphere, it shows the state of your spiritual life. Don't be deceived. I mean, even if your pastor is sleeping, it's still the same thing. Because your ordination does not suggest that you're not spiritually dead. It's the state of your dead life. The devil is a liar. It's a lie. You are the liar. It's not the devil. At that point, the devil is a nice guy. I can only encourage people, please don't sleep. Please. It's for your good. It's for your good. Tell your neighbor, neighbor. It's not easy. But I'll try. These next 2 days, sleep. I divorce you. After 31st, I sleep on. Praise God. So, work on it. Work on it. We're going to hear from God. Waiting is key. Glory to God.
You know, let me say this here, friends. God promised me, he said, he will cause us to experience the miracle of the open ears. You see? But that will not come like that. It will come when you have learned how to be quiet. Brother, I was joking with someone, I think it was Deacon Victor. And he said, you know, lead brother, even inside football, he's hearing God. It's not my fault. It was not like that before. Even when I'm quiet, I can't hear she. The only thing I hear is my sound inside me. But you get to a point whereby, sir, the state of your heart, because it's always still, you hear the cleanest signal. In fact, it is the midst of rowdiness when the storms, when the billows are roaring, that's when God speaks forth. But that will not come because you are just there. It will come because you have gotten to a level of spiritual maturity. And this is one thing this Gilgal will bring us into, by all means, through the knowledge of God's word and then through the practicality of waiting. Can you wait? Just your eyes closed and not moving. And then just picture him. Picture heaven and just be still. Not necessarily even waiting to that he might speak. Because that's another problem about our generation. We always want him to speak. But it's a dimension. God said to me beginning of this year, the proof that you actually came to fellowship with me is when I speak. I didn't find it funny. You know what that means? It means don't go until you hear me. That was not easy, sir. That was not easy. But I saw it happen. Don't go until you hear me. And then speak in tongues. And then look for one song to sing as the Holy Spirit drops. And then pick a scripture and just enjoy. And then sometimes I will tell the Lord, I'm going. No. Okay, let me now talk to you. Are you with me, somebody? Don't go. Don't be in a hurry. We're a generation of hurriness. Don't be in a hurry with God. Don't time God. Lord, I give you time. At this time, you must answer. If you don't answer, I go again. No. Don't give God time. It's tradition. Don't. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ is so sad now. Order of service. And meanwhile, he wants to move in an unusual way. But order of service is terrible. It's a terrible thing. And God doesn't do things the same way. Sometimes he will want you to start with offering. And probably end in worship. But you've known, even church members know the program for Sunday. Pastor,
pastor is coming next. They've turned him on. And then some churches, even the teaching of the pastor is on the member's lap. Number two. Number four. Who was this man? And then, where did we give place for God? How do we hear God? What if God wants to intercept? What happens? And then people suffer so much spiritual dryness and ultimately deadness. All right, let's go into watchings. Watchings. All I'm doing is to just establish a template for us. Believe me, sir. Watching means to give your attention to something. To give your attention to something. Like I've told you, sir, worshipings and waitings will be done in the hall or in this auditorium, but watchings will be done on your bed in your time alone. So you, at this point on this summit, you are not just sleeping as usual. You are sleeping to expect something. Write it down, sir. You are sleeping to expect something. You are sleeping in anticipation of what to experience. Not just sleeping like a log of wood. Nothing. No, sir. You are sleeping to expect something. Psalm 63 verse 6, David said, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. I'm meditating. I'm expecting something. Watchings. Now hear me, sir. What does it involve? It involves, number one, meditating on the word, thought per time. Meditating on the word, thought per time. So tonight, one of the things that becomes essential for us before we sleep is to meditate on the word that you've heard tonight. Psalm 119 verse 148. Psalm 119 verse 148. Scripture said, my eyes prevent night watches that I might meditate in thy word. What it means is I stay awake, prayerfully staying awake. So as I lie down to sleep, I'm pondering on your word. Message translation makes that much more better. I stay awake all night, prayerfully pondering your promise. Are you with me, somebody? I stay awake, prayerfully pondering your promise. This is what God has said. This is what my spirit is set for. Watchings suggest visitations of the night. Hey, on this mountain, there will be strange encounters in the night seasons. Visitations of the night. For day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Psalm 19 and verse 2. Night unto night showeth knowledge. Psalm 16 verse 7. David said, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. That is, my spirit, my conscience begins to instruct me in the night season. While I yet sleep, my spirit begins to experience something with God. Visitations of the night. You know what that suggests, sir? It suggests that on this mountain, you must be ready to have your pen and your notes by your side while you want to sleep. Let me tell you the truth. Listen to me, friends. When you sleep without any preparation or expectation, God does not visit. So when you have your pen and your... I stand before you and I tell you the truth. I've had some good sleeps and I come out writing pages and I didn't know when I wrote them. Some of them, I discovered that I actually closed my eyes. If I didn't write them, God is my witness, sir, I won't have remembered a line. God is not your boyfriend that will now repeat what he told you before. He's waiting for men and women who want to position themselves aright for anything. So, hey, Lord, I want to sleep right now. I need rest. Because now that this man of God has put us into spiritual suffering, I put this thing by this side. And then just tap you. Right. Tap you. Take note of this. Tap you. Let me show you the way out. Who is this, sir? Thank you, sir. Number three, therefore, watchings will suggest taking a covenant position of sleep. Taking a covenant position of sleep. Covenant position of sleep. What does that suggest? What does that suggest? That is, you are not sleeping under some sleeps. Most of the time when you sleep like this, you are afraid. Someone is laughing. You know yourself now. Huh? When you sleep like this, that is end of discussion. But the covenant position of sleep is to sleep the same way the dead sleep. What does that suggest? Everybody, every part of the body up there. Hey, it's a realm of unusual. If you make it consistent. But I won't advise you to make it consistent. I have my reason. Because if you are not spiritually strong, you may see things that is beyond you. Is that okay? And then, let me tell the secret about it. In that sleep, you are even depriving yourself of sleep. That's when God manifests. Because it's not comfortable. And I remember then, when I was under 3 years objection of it, turn, say return back. Do you like this? Say return back. Sometimes cross the leg, say straight leg. Friends, it's your choice. It's just 2 nights. How many nights, sir? Because the last night we're in here to enter the 38th. Is that okay? It doesn't cost you anything, but it pays you a lot, brother. Are you with me, sir? It pays you a lot. Strong. Strong. And then you make up your mind, I'm going to enjoy this. You enjoy it. You sleep. Are you with me, someone? Number four. Watchings will therefore automatically demand praying the midnight. Praying the midnight. We're going to pray in the midnight these next 2 days. So hear this, friends. Between 12 and 1 a.m., we're going to be found praying. What are we doing? Please let me tell you, neighbor. Neighbor, on this mountain, for my good and your good, between 12 and 1 a.m. just about 2 hours from now, because this is 10 p.m. 2 hours from now, we're speaking in tongues to pray and enjoy ourselves. Do you understand, friends? Now listen, therefore, when it is 5 minutes to 12, bell will ring. Kolo, 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 kolo. Just rise up. If you need to walk out of your hostel and pace around this whole compound, do well. Thank God for good security around. Just enjoy it. Between 12 and 1, destiny is calling. don't sleep, I beg of you, sir. I beg of you, sir. You see, most of the time, when your spirit is so strong, it drives your body along. But the normal state is that your body is weak, therefore it corrupts your spirit. So someone is tired, and then the spirit is tired. But when you make up your mind, because understand, by one, between 1 and 6, you can still sleep. And wake up by 6. I mean, 5 hours is okay for someone that wants to make destiny. Are you with me, somebody? I'm not bringing these laws into your life. They are God's instructions. We teach enough when it's time. You get what I'm trying to say? I just have to let you know what this camp entails. As well, because it's not done like this before. Thank you, Lord. Are you with me, somebody? So what time again are we waking up? To do what? To complain. To pray. Pray. Just speak in tongues. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. All through that night season, enjoy it. Are you with me, somebody? Kaya sata da da. You won't miss out of God's plan. In the name of Jesus. Let me close this way. Matthew chapter 25. Verse 1 to verse 12. Message translation. Matthew 25 from verse 1 to verse 12. Message translation. Nobody will take your place. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Joel chapter 2, verse 11. Easy to read. See what the Bible said. The Lord calls loudly to his army. His camp is very large. His army obeys his commands. His army is very powerful. The Lord's special day is a great and terrible day. No one can stop it. Every time in a gathering like this, God will always, just as we're talking, just took me back again to an encounter and I can never forget. 2001 October. And I saw men raised as soldiers. Strong and mighty men. Women also. He was preparing them for something, for a takeover mandate. And he said to me, I'm raising my end time army. And he said, hey, they are just everywhere. They are remnants everywhere. They eat normalcy. They are tired of the status quo. They are hungry for something different. They don't like regular church. They don't understand why they always react to things that are normal. I'm setting them on fire. He said they will be specialists. He said, I begin to gather them in camps. Friends, you have been enlisted. God is raising you up. God is raising me up, preparing us for an assignment over a generation. Don't be lost. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to verse 12, Message translation. Through this together without much explanation. Let's run through it together. One, two, go. God's kingdom is like 10 young virgins who took oil lamps and went out to greet the bridegroom. Five were silly and five were smart. The silly virgins took lamps, but no extra oil. The smart virgins took jars of oil to feed their lamps. The bridegroom didn't show up when they expected him, and they all fell asleep. In the middle of the night, someone yelled out, "He's here! The bridegroom's here! Go out and greet him." The 10 virgins got up and got their lamps ready. The silly virgin said to the smart ones, "Our lamps are going out. Lend us some of your oil." They answered, "There might not be enough to go around. Go buy your own." Verse 10. They did, but while they were out buying oil, the bridegroom arrived. When everyone who was there to greet him had gone into the wedding feast, the door was locked. Oof. Much later, the other virgins, the silly ones, showed up and knocked on the door, saying, "Master, we're here. Let us in." He answered, "Do I know you? I don't think I know you."
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.